dwell in halls 4 or 5 miles round, except her father's cot. On many a pleasant winter's night, young folk would gather there. Her father kept a social house, and she was young and fair. It was New Year's Eve, the sun was low, joy beamed in her bright blue eyes. As to the window she would go to watch the sleighs pass by. It was New Year's Eve, the sun was down, joy beamed in her bright blue eyes. She watched until young Charlie's sleigh came swiftly dashing by. In a village 15 miles away, there's a merry ball tonight. The air was dreadful chilly cold, but her heart was warm and bright. Oh, daughter dear, the mother said, this blanket around you fold. 'Tis a dreadful night to go abroad, you'll catch your deathly cold. Oh no, the daughter cried, and she laughed like a gypsy queen. To ride in a sleigh all muffled up, I never would be seen. Her cloak and bonnet soon were on, they stepped into the sleigh, and round the mountainside they went for many miles away. Such a night, said Charles, these lines I scarce can hold. And Charlotte said in a very feeble voice, I'm growing very cold. He cracked his whip, he urged his steed much faster than before, saying it's 5 long dreadful miles to go, and it's over snow. How fast, said Charles, the frosty ice keeps gathering on my brow. And Charlotte said in a very feeble voice, I'm growing warmer now. He drove up to the ballroom door, stepped out, he asked her 3 times o'er. Why sit you there like a monument that has no power to move? He took her hand in his, oh God, and it was deathly cold. Young Charlie knelt down by her side, and the bitter tears did flow. My own, my true intended bride, I never more shall know. He twined his arms about her neck, and the bitter tears did flow. And his thoughts returned to the place where she said, I'm growing.